Number three, something occurred that convinced a number of people, both friend and foe, that Jesus had been resurrected and had appeared to him. Nearly 100% again of all scholars who have studied the subject acknowledge this. Who were these people? I'd like to consider two categories, Jesus' friends and foes. First, Jesus' friends, his disciples. At least two people who knew the disciples, Paul and Clement of Rome, reported they were claiming Jesus had been resurrected and had appeared to them. Scholars have also identified what they call kerygma, from the Greek word kerygma, which means an official or formal proclamation. Thus, kerygma refers to the official and formal proclamation of the disciples, or the first Christians. Kerygma is found in early traditions that predate the New Testament. Let me provide one of the main examples. That's found in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 7, that reads, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 at one time, most of whom are still alive, but some have died. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And then Paul adds that he appeared to him too. Most scholars date this creed to within only a few years of Jesus' crucifixion and hold that it originated with the disciples. In fact, most hold that this list of appearances, with the exception of Paul, is the formal list that was proclaimed publicly by the disciples. I wish I had time to explain how scholars arrive at these conclusions because it's very interesting. I have to move on, but if Richard would like to question the conclusions of scholars on these points, I'd be happy to discuss it in the periods that follow. So we have the uniform testimonies of eyewitnesses and the earliest traditions that Jesus' disciples were claiming that he had been raised. But we can go further. At least seven sources in antiquity attest to their willingness to suffer and even die for this conviction. Now, of course, this doesn't prove their convictions were true, since people of other faiths are likewise willing to die for their convictions. However, it does indicate that they sincerely regarded their beliefs as being true. Liars make poor martyrs. So the original disciples not only claimed that the risen Jesus had appeared to them, they really believed it. The second category is Jesus' foes. It's very interesting that it wasn't just Jesus' followers who believed that he appeared to him, but also an enemy, Paul. Paul was a persecutor of the church, or of Christians. He arrested them, beat them, had them executed for being Christians. Then he became one because he believed the risen Jesus had appeared to him. What evidence do we have for this? Well, Paul himself testifies to it. Luke confirms it. And we also have a very early oral tradition that predates the New Testament and says, he who persecuted the church now proclaims the faith he once sought to destroy. So we have early eyewitness and multiple testimonies to this fact. Folks, this is the type of evidence historians drool over. Paul's sufferings and martyrdom on behalf of the Gospels are reported by at least seven sources attesting to the sincerity of his belief to have seen the risen Jesus. In addition to Paul, we might add that the skeptic James, the brother of Jesus, converted to Christianity shortly after Jesus' crucifixion because he too believed that the risen Jesus had appeared to him. Most scholars note the embarrassing testimony of the Gospels is that Jesus' brothers, including James, were unbelievers during his ministry. So it's quite interesting when a number of sources identify him later as a leader in the Jerusalem church. Moreover, in spite of Jesus being dead, James' new belief that his brother was the Messiah was so strong that he died as a martyr for it. It seems the best explanation for this change is found in the early creed in 1 Corinthians, mentioned a few moments ago, that states, after that, he appeared to James. So we've seen that Jesus' resurrection was believed by his disciples and at least one, if not two, of his foes. The critical scholar Paula Fredrickson of Boston University comments, I know in their own terms what they saw was the raised Jesus. That's what they say, and then all the historic evidence we have afterwards attests to their conviction that that's what they saw. I'm not saying that they did see the raised Jesus. I wasn't there. I don't know what they saw. But I do know that as a historian, that they must have seen something.